Let's do this, huh? Let's do this. We're back to a normal theme song. Which one of these is normal? I'm going to vote that we just try one and see what happens.
You're not going to say it. Somebody should. Let's talk about two time. Let's talk about but one, yeah. You're asking the questions that nobody could. Like where the both of them are they in harmony?
Hey everybody, welcome. Nothing spooky going on here anymore. Sadly for you. Oh my god, okay. So my mom brings me stuff. She gives me things. Oh wait, before we do this, did you guys all hear there was an election this week? I don't know if everyone heard that there's an election this week. And I hope you completed the important steps in the democratic process, which are one, voting, and two, taking a picture of yourself having voted with a voting sticker. Because if you don't take a picture, then your ballot gets tossed out. Not everyone knows that, but that is how it works. If you don't take a picture, if you don't tell everyone else how important it is, if you don't do these things, then you're fucked. You may as well not vote. In fact, they look at your ballot. If you don't take a picture of it, they look at your ballot and they take away one ballot that had the same votes as you. So I hope you didn't do that. So anyway, my mom brought me my ballot. I don't know if it was clear that that's why I was talking about that, but also my mom just brings me things that she finds. Now, this last thing she brought me was funny, but it's a little concerning because what it is, it's the information I had when I joined the Columbia House Video Club. Now, this is probably when I believe this was when I was 15, and here's why. My friend and former roommate Travis was, you know, did this Columbia House. Now, Columbia House was a service where you sign up, they send you like 11 movies in a duffel bag for a penny. And then you have to buy 4 movies from them over the next year. And, you know, the movies that they send you are, like, ridiculous. It would be a VHS for, like, $30 a piece, right? But Travis's mom did the math on this and figured out you still do come out on top. Like, if you you buy the 4 over the year, that gives you 15 total, and you've spent, I don't know, $120, so that still comes out as less than $10 a tape, right? So it's still worth it. So, you know, I was like, all right, I'll do it. I'm not afraid of Columbia House. So I sign up, and I know this is when I was 15 because I had the money to do it because I was working at McDonald's, A, I remember, and B, I remember that my movies came. Oh shit, this must have been before. This must have been when I was mowing lawns like a real chump. Because the movies came and this box of movies shows up the day we were going on like a family trip to Yellowstone National Park. I say National Park at the end because that implies a place that doesn't have a VCR, most likely. And I was pretty unhappy about this because I remember the movies showed up at and it took like 6 weeks for your movies to show up, right? Your initial order of 11 for a penny. And they showed up probably 45 minutes before we were supposed to leave. And I remember thinking like I could watch half of one movie before we go on this vacation. Fuck. And I didn't want to go. I wanted to just stay and watch these movies that I got. I mean, this is going to be a very difficult story to explain in the future when, you know, like people who grew up accustomed to your Netflixes and whatnot. I mean, they're not going to understand like what it meant to order to have a king's ransom of 11 movies at your fingertips. Oh my God. And also, You have them at your fingers tips, but that fingers tips, but that's after waiting like 6 weeks for them to show up. So, you know, this is going to be difficult to explain, but point being, I had like 11 movies show up. I wanted to watch them all immediately and was not going to get to watch them for like 5 days because we were going to go look at nature. Now, I was kind of a shithead at this time in my life. I had a reputation. Well, I have this reputation in the family for there are a couple things I don't really like. One of them is hiking. And I still, you know, later in life, I started going hiking and snowshoeing with friends and stuff. But here's what was the differences. Number one, the friends I went with weren't my family. And so when you're like 14, I would be much more apt to, I think, go hiking now, like with my family. But when you're 14, you're like, these are the people I've spent my entire life with and I know everything about them. Like, and when you're 14 or so, like talking to your family is not an appealing activity, right? It's not like something you want to do. And that's like really all there is to do out in the nature. Also, I did not enjoy nature at all as a young man. Like when I was 14 and stuff, I did not find nature interesting or pretty. And I got to say, like, a lot of the hiking trail, you know, everyone's like, oh, the Colorado outdoors. But, like, a lot of the hiking trails I went on, it all just seemed, when I was young, they all seemed like they could all be one continuous trail. They were all exactly the same. You're walking on a dirt path in kind of a sparse area. I mean, there's, like, a lot of trees, but it's not like a forest where you're hemmed in on both sides. There's like a tree and then it's got like a 10-foot radius around it and another tree or something. You're on a dirt path. It's pine needles everywhere. Occasionally you would get to like a stair-stepping portion, which was like, you know, the big difference. But I don't remember being like on top of a mountain. I don't really remember arriving at a lake. I don't remember any of these things. Now, as a teenager, this changed. But the difference was, as I was going with my friends and like talking to my friends was more interesting to me at that time because I didn't really know them that well, right? And I could just hike and whatever. And I was also more interested in fitness at that time. I was very disinterested in fitness, you know, in my younger years and became more later. And I think I just think that like hiking and nature appreciation is just like a very adult thing to me. I think it's something that we think kids like, and it's like, oh, let's show them these cool leaves or something. But I think when you're a kid, it's like, you're not incorrect when you're a kid to be like, you know, it's a lot more interesting than leaves is Netflix. Like, I'm sorry, but, you know, they give you this crap at the library all the time of like, you can go anywhere in a book. But I'm like, I mean, I'm looking at Netflix. I could go anywhere. I could be anywhere right now doing anything. So anyway, point being, I was kind of a dick about hiking. Now, we did take a trip to the Grand Canyon, which was, I think, more interesting hiking for me, but there was a couple problems. Number one, I had a recurring nightmare before we went to the Grand Canyon where I was falling into the Grand Canyon. And I was like, well, that's horrible. But number two was I definitely got diarrhea while we were in the Grand Canyon, and there was an outhouse. I don't know if this still exists. It seems like it couldn't, but maybe it does. It was an outhouse that's like partway down the trail we went down. And what was so weird about it is that it's like just facing out over the edge of this cliff kind of. And I was like terrified to even go close to it, but at the same time was like, well, I have diarrhea. So I guess that wins out this time. And, you know, because I was very young then, I was like in fifth grade maybe. And at that time, you know, if this was now, I would just be like, dudes, I got the diarrhea. I'm not going anywhere. But at the time, for some reason, that's real embarrassing, right? Then we went on this trip to Wyoming where, you know, I was very not into everything there as well. But I didn't want to go hiking, and I just, like, I don't know. It just struck me when we were there. I was just like, you know, you go see something, and it's like, it stinks like sulfur, and it's like a bubbling, broiling thing. And then you go somewhere else, and it's a bubbling, broiling thing. Now, it turned out my mom, you know, later was like, and it seemed like we were just driving like forever. Like everything was like far away. It turns out my mom was like, yeah, so I kind of booked this place. I didn't realize how far it was from everything. So it took us like an hour from where we were staying to get to anything. So that was obviously not a good situation either. But anyway, I was miserable that whole trip. I didn't want to hike, and made that very clear. But anyway, I talk about that to talk about, like, let's say I was 14 at the time. That would be 20 years ago. My mom has this card with my Columbia House Video Club information on it from 20 years ago. And, you know, it's like written in my hand. My number was 501-630-51068. My screen name, which is, that's what they called it. It wasn't a username or something. It was a screen name, was Peter Page. I don't know how that came it. And then my password, this was a password I used for almost everything, was the word Voltron backwards. That's how cool I am. I was visiting a middle school book club from work, and they were talking about Voltron, because I guess there's like a relaunched Voltron or something. And I was like, when they were talking about it, I was like, man, it sounds like they're talking about Voltron. I was like, that cannot be true. Like, I'm just sorry, that objectively cannot be true. And it was totally true. They were talking about fucking Voltron. And then they were like, oh, do you know about it? And I was like, actually, I know a lot about Voltron. We could talk about that all day. So then I was thinking, because like, okay, here was Columbia House's, here's how they made their nut. They had like a movie club, they had a CD club. And what was cool about it is like, I don't know, they must have sent a catalog so you could order movies and stuff, because this was like pre-internet. But they had everything. That was the appeal. And so this was especially appealing. Like, this probably doesn't make sense if you lived in even a moderate-sized city, because you're like, oh, I can go to this store, I can go to the music store or whatever. But when you lived in a small town, like I did at the time, I mean, I don't know, way less than 100,000 people. There was like one CD store in the mall, which charged a ridiculous amount of money. We may or may not, I don't think we had Hastings at this point. We got one of those later, which was incredible. An incredible thing. Although it was, I liked the stuff they had, and I don't know how they got the stuff they had, but for a little while at our Hastings, they had this play place towards the back, you know, like they do at McDonald's and stuff. And two different times I was there, a kid had taken a shit on the floor back there. Like one time, it was like, it wasn't, I make it sound like it's back there, like it's far away, but it wasn't that far away from the shopping. And one time I almost stepped in a little piece of shit, and it smelled like shit, like really strong. And then I looked and I was like almost standing in the shit, and I was like, oh, some kid took a shit here. And there was like, you know, little pieces of shit leading to the play place. And then it happened a second time when I was there, and I was like, what is going on? Because it's not just like kids crapping their diapers or something. This is kids shitting on the floor in the Hastings. And they got rid of their play place at some point, which I think was a smart move. But anyway, so like the appeal here is like I could get anything. Anything I could think of, especially because, it's, you know, it's not like at the time I was like, ooh, do they have a Criterion version of Eraserhead on VHS that I'd like? You know, it was like, can I buy Blade? That's awesome. So, you know, the way it works is the way they make their money, though. Every month they send you a little postcard. And on the postcard it says, like, this is our selected movie of the month. And they were never movies that I wanted, ever. Because you could get those, and it counted if you bought those. I think those didn't count towards your four as well. So, like, if the movie was, let's say, Die Hard with a Vengeance, and I was like, okay, so they send you the postcard. They're like, this month's selected movie is Die Hard with a Vengeance. You had the choice to either send the postcard back and be like, no, thanks, I'm not interested. And if you didn't do that, they would just send you the tape. Now, you could just take on the tape and just write return to sender, and they would take it back and whatever, and nothing happened. But if you opened the package at all, they wouldn't take it back. That's how this worked. And the reason this is a scam is because, okay, so what happened to me one time, right? I never sent back the postcards because I was a dumb kid. And also, when I was a kid, we had a weird mailbox at my house that the flag didn't really work right. And our asshole mailman was like, I'm not going to take the shit unless the flag is properly deployed. So, like, our mail never got picked up is the point of that story. So because our mail never got picked up, it was hard for me to send things back in the mail, but the mailman would take something like an entire box with a VHS in it. Because it's like, well, he can't pretend he didn't see that shit, right? So I ordered a movie. I believe it was James Bond 007 GoldenEye, whatever. GoldenEye, James Bond 007, James Bond GoldenEye 007. One of those permutations. I ordered the movie. And so, you know, a few weeks later, there's the box in the mailbox. And you're smarter than I am because I'm, you know, stupid. And so I was like, here it is. And I open it up and it's not GoldenEye. It's the monthly release that they just send you. And in this case, it was the motion picture Batman and Robin, which I hadn't. That was the first Batman movie I hadn't seen in the theater because I remember I saw Batman Forever and I was like, this isn't great. I don't like the direction this is going. And then everyone else who saw Batman and Robin was like, it's horrible. Don't see it. And I was like, all right, I won't. So, you know, I opened that up and I was like, oh, fuck. Well, I mean, at least this isn't like Regarding Henry or something like that. I mean, this might be watchable. So I put it in and I started watching and I was just like, this is one of the worst fucking movies I've ever seen. And like, I'm watching this as, okay, as an adult, here's what I can appreciate about Batman and Robin. It is like the furthest from like Dark Knight that you could ever make a film. Like, it's almost unbelievable that those films are about the same character, you know, like the same franchise birthed both of those films because it's so unbelievably different. Now it's like kind of supposed to be campy, I guess, like the old TV show. But I think that the thing about camp is like when you're doing it on purpose, it's not as fun. And the other thing is like, I mean, the old TV show would be hilarious because the plot of Batman and Robin was stupid. It was like Arnold Schwarzenegger is Mr. Freeze and he's going to freeze all of Gotham. And also he needs diamonds because that powers his suit for some reason. And his wife is frozen and he wants to unfreeze her. It's not really clear how all these things interact. Poison Ivy's also shows up and she's like, I don't know exactly what her goal is either, to plants. And then Bane is in it and he's just like an idiot and he's Poison Ivy's henchman. He's the muscle who's easily defeated later on. Batgirl shows up to have a motorcycle race. It's terrible. Batman and Robin surf down from outer space onto the Earth. On doors. All this happens in this movie. And like, it seems like calling it camp is just an excuse to be like, it's okay that it's stupid. Like the old show was campy, but it would be in a way like, okay, there was a plot where like the Penguin was running for mayor. And so Batman had to run against him because obviously we can't have the Penguin be the mayor. And, you know, but then Batman starts losing because he refuses to kiss babies, you know, because he says it spreads disease. And meanwhile, the Penguin is like leaning into a baby carriage with a lit cigarette in that cigarette holder he's got. And you're just like, this is insane and great. Like, this is so stupid. So anyway, I got that movie and it didn't count towards the ones I had to buy. That was the one time they got me. Boy, did they get me. Fucking Columbia House. So I wanted to look too because I was like, surely Columbia House does not still exist. And sure enough, it does exist. I'm just looking at their page. Okay, let's see how it works because it can't be the same thing, right? Okay, you select two introductory DVDs to begin. Sign up and join the club and discover hundreds of titles at great prices. So you get DVDs at up to 60% off regular club prices, curated selection of today's hottest titles, always free shipping on orders of two or more DVDs, no obligation, you can cancel anytime. Now this is crazy. Choose only the DVDs you want. 60% off. Like 60% off of $10, though, is not going to be... That's like $4 a DVD. Doesn't seem like a great deal. I just went into eBay and I'm going to type in like garbage bag full of DVDs. Garbage bag full of DVDs. Let's see if you could get them, what the price we're looking at here. Well, that didn't work. All right, let's just do DVDs lot. No, DVDs huge lot. Go. Fine, do huge lot of DVDs if that's what you want to do, eBay. Okay, here are 100 used assorted DVDs for $60. I think that's a little overpriced, don't you? Here's another one for $60. I think this might be the same person. 75. Here's huge lot of 150 plus comedy horror family thriller for $75. Here's 215 DVDs for $99.99. So, I mean, you know, we get down into the 50 cents. Now, this one kind of looks like bullshit because I see like, oh, there's a huge stack of Lord of the Rings DVDs, but I can't tell if it's the same one. But okay, and here I'd get like three copies of Spider-Man too. But I'd get Limitless, huh? I would get a Julian Michaels workout. I'd get something called It Waits. Mission Impossible 2, I would probably watch that. Ed TV, Face Off, Signs, A Beautiful Mind. Oh, The Wrestler. I like that movie. Well, there'd probably be a bunch of shit in here and then a bunch of real shit. Point being, I don't know that that's an amazing price for a DVD. Bigger point being, right, like, I mean, if I can just stream movies for the same price and stream as many as I want. In other words, if it's like, this is $9.99, or you could pay $9.99 a month and just do as many as you want. I mean, come on. Oh, here's what you want. You want loose DVDs, because then they're cheaper. Now, this doesn't even say... Oh, Seinfeld? Okay, wait a minute. They have Seinfeld Season 1, Sex in the City Part 2, Simpsons Season 6. This is just a bunch of random TV shows, huh? Lot of 100 loose DVDs. This is where you get real cheap, I guess. I didn't even notice this. These are like all TV shows. I don't want that. I want like single DVDs. Now here's 42 DVDs for $40. The Ring, California, Secret Window, The Last Castle, Better Off Dead, Inside Man, Adaptation. That's a good movie. Run Lola Run. See, you could do fine with this. Footloose. There are some random, you know. Here's Weeds Season 2. Oh, great. But there's Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and Breakfast at Tiffany's. So yeah, I don't know. I think you'd be better off just doing that and then picking out the good shit than you would be joining Columbia House in 2018. If there's one message I want to send to everyone in 2018, it's like, do not join Columbia House. Take my advice. I wouldn't suggest joining Columbia House if that's helpful to you. Well, dudes, that's all we got for today. That's our Columbia House talk. But I'll be back. We'll be back to talk again. It's weird getting used to doing a like regular length show and not doing a super short show, because I did all those super quick ones. So I guess we'll have to build up to our 2-hour epics the next time we have a guest or something. All right. We'll talk to you next time.